Good morning, everyone. A happy birthday to Mr. Chesterman. Many, many more, at least 60 more years, God willing. What I want to do this morning, with your permission, as we get into Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Slichot, and many other things, I want to talk about various things, random thoughts on davening, that I personally believe can be changed, and will make davening a bit less annoying to people who, in the next few weeks, will be spending more and more time in shul. Some of these comments you probably will not like. Some of them you'll probably find fascinating and say, let's do that. And some of them, even if you want to do it, the people will say, as Ashkenazim do, that we're not going to change anything. As I said many times, the Rashi Tevot of Ashkenaz is, Ein She'ilot, Kacha Nohagim, Zehu. Don't ask questions, this is our minha, keep your mouth shut, and just lay low. I don't like the fact that people come to shul and after shul complain about the chazan, complain about the davening. It could be the length of davening being too short or too long and not doing anything about it. So the way I go ahead and air grievances is I give a shiur and you can decide what to do afterwards. I hope my words will be heard and I'm looking forward to comments on what I'm about to say. So let's begin. Let's begin with one of the most sensitive issues in a shul. Everybody ready?
No.
Kaddish. Kaddish said by mourners. Let's start with that. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Olam Shekoneh Bitvoh. Kaddish is a very interesting thing. Kaddish is said by mourners. And in the last few weeks, as you know, we've been saying a royal mouthful of Kaddish. Let's just think about this in Shacharis. If you're in Nusach Ashkenaz, you say two Kaddishes before you even start Pesukei Dezimra. And then after Aleinu, and then after Shir Shel Yom, and then Israel after Enkel Okeinu, and then after L'David Hashem Ori, that's six Kaddishes. Now, what do you think people do when you say Kaddish? They sing Amen. In their minds, however, they may be saying, well, how many Kaddishes does one person use? Now, it's not just people saying it. The Aruch HaShulchan, Reb Epstein says it too. Let's see the Aruch HaShulchan. Beautiful Aruch HaShulchan. Yesh ma'amon b'nei Yisrael she'sovrim she'mitzvah laharbot be'kaddishim. There are many people in the Jewish people that believe that the more kaddishes you say, the better. In general, that is a very false assertion. Because whoever has learned the code of Jewish law, chapter 1, Shulchan Aruch Sima Aleph knows that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's better to say me'at bechavana, a little bit of davening but with chavana, as opposed to laharbot lo chavana. So there are people out there that say, you should say endless kaddishes. It says the Aruch HaShulchan. He doesn't say there's different shitas, it's a machlokes. What does he say? The chama to'im heim. Anyone want to translate?
How wrong they are.
How wrong they are. Avnei kodesh. Let the holy stones burst out with tears. The English tamshim b'shavito shemelech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu lach kefi mashir shalanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, say my name, yitkadar v'yitkadash mei rabah, as much as needed. And he goes on to say that, ultimately, these are the kaddishes you're supposed to say in davening. V'lachen neverakam ha-kaddishim yeshlomar b'tfilot. So everybody knows, a guy gets off the plane in Ben Gurion Airport, he's saying Kaddish, he goes into a shul, he's a Litvak, a real Litvak, and he goes into a Sephardi shul in Lod, and ultimately when he gets in, they're saying Kaddishes and everything the Chazan says. The Chazan says, hello, Kaddish. And it says, Mizmor Shir, Kaddish. So after davening, he gets annoyed, he's jet lag obviously, he gets off the plane and he's very upset, not just because of the jet lag, because all the Kaddishes. He says, what's the matter with you? He quotes this beautiful part of our tradition. Ein laharbot b'kaddishim. You shouldn't say so many kaddishes. So the whole shul looks at him and says, is that a halacha? He says, yes. They say kaddish to Rabbanon again.
If a person, is it up to him when he chooses to say?
One second, we'll get to it.
So
one second, we'll get to it. So he says, these are the Kaddishes. He starts saying there's supposed to be a Kaddish before Yishtabach, and one after Tachanun, and one after Ashrei Uvalitzion. And in Mincha, two Kaddishes, one before the Amida, one after the Chazaras Hashatz. And two in Ma'ariv, one before Shmoneh Esrei, one after Shmoneh Esrei. And then afterwards he says, Osifu, after Aleinu. Why did they add a Kaddish after Aleinu? Bipnei Yetomim, Shelo Yechul Yitpalel Lifnei Amut. So there was a takana that there's different kind of mourners that are saying Kaddish. Some know how to daven and be a chazen, and some don't. So in order not to embarrass everyone, as we said many times in shul, we don't like to embarrass people in public, or in general in Jewish law, we don't like to do that. So kedei lo levayeshet mishei no yodea, the chachamim throughout the generations made various takanos. So for example, last week we read Parshat Kitavo, and according to Parshat Kitavo, when you come and bring the bikurim, the first fruits of the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to say Arami Oved Avi. But there are people that know it, and there are people that don't know it. There are people that can read Hebrew, there are people that can't. So what did they do? They made a takana that the Kohen says it for everyone. Equal Stephen. In our shuls, we follow the minhag of the Tosfos and the Rosh. But the reason of the Tosfos is what's quoted in the Ramah. And that is that we have a Baal Korah read the Torah, not the guy who gets the Aliyah. Why?
Embarrassment.
Not to embarrass the person who doesn't know how to lane. And when you're under a chuppah, and you're about to say Birkat Kiddushin, interesting bracha, asher kiddishanu b'mitzvata v'tzivanu ala arayot v'arsalanu et ha'arusot. A very long bracha, a lot of punctuations in there. They made a takana, lo levayeshet mishe no yodea, that the Masada Kiddushin says it for every chassan, being a Talmud Chacham or be it a novice, he says it. So, over here in davening, there was no Kaddish after Aleinu. Why did they put Kaddish there?
People come late.
No. Mipnei ha-yitomim, for those that are mourners that are unfortunately orphaned, shelo yechlu lihitpalel lifnei yamut vekaru ze kaddishatom. So every single mourner, we talked about this last week, every single one, or pecking order, the bottom line is, not to embarrass people, they say it after Aleinu. And then he says, you know what, I'm in a good mood today. He stretches his out a little, and he says, uveyom kriyat ha-Torah, ot kaddish lachar kriyas ha-Torah. So after kriyas ha-Torah, another kaddish. Ve'yoter en makom le-kaddishim. There's no more kaddishes I allow. But, because you're pushing me, so as we said last week, there was a pecking order. So because there was a pecking order, one orphan said Kaddish after Aleinu, and when they added one more after Shir Shel Yom. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there is absolutely no source to say Kaddish after Enkel Okeinu and after Ladav Hashem Ori, and every time you open your mouth, you say a Kaddish. Now, I have to admit that this, in my opinion, should be adopted. Davening is long enough during the last few weeks and will be during the next few weeks. I don't believe you should say so many Kaddishes. And I have to be honest with you. I believe that maybe the mourners themselves don't mind it because they're saying the Kaddish. I'm pretty sure that the congregation does mind. And therefore, I believe that the way we should go is that you should say a Kaddish after Aleinu and Shir Shayom and LeDavid Hashem Ori all together. And maybe another one, Kaddish Dirabanan, after Enkel Okeinu. Now you could say it's only 2 minutes. I hate to say this, but every only 2 minutes in shul becomes a big deal. I don't want people coming to shul and leaving annoyed. I don't want people coming to shul and saying anything but it has been an uplifting spiritual davening. But if they say davening was over at 1 o'clock, but we have to stay 10 more minutes so that the mourners take 10 kaddishes, I'm pretty sure that's going to be the conversation at the table. Not how wonderful davening was until 1 o'clock. Can yes, you, questions.
Can a rabbi of the shul institute what you're suggesting, or once the minhag is in place in the community, can you really not make a change like this?
Minhagim in shul should be considered very carefully, and I say very, very carefully, and therefore I'm putting it out there. Now I have to say, I daven mincha at a specific minyan almost every day, and they told me, please combine the David Hashem Ori with Aleinu. The Sefarad says it at mincha. And I had no issue. Now, the next day, someone else daven, and he says, you're taking away my Kaddish. So I said, no, they're not. You're saying Kaddish. No, you're supposed to say two. I say, says who? Says you? Says who? Now, I ultimately believe davening should be beautiful, and everybody here knows we spent a year on davening. Because of that year, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu privileged me to publish a book on davening. I believe we should invest in our davening. But I don't believe that investing in davening always means make davening longer, make davening more beautiful, more sensational, more uplifting, but not necessarily longer. Yes, any other comments?
Yes, I was in
sorry.
No, whatever.
Rabbi Zina Lazar, Shem Shabbat morning, the Rav of the Yishuv, he's not just of the Shul, he's the Rav Yishuv, in his speech, commented on the fact that when they said Shir Shir Yom and Le David together, there were two Kaddishes. And he asked them to stop doing it. I thought it was highly unusual to get up in public and say, it's a mistake, you should be saying one Kaddish after both.
He was probably quoting this Aruch, I had this in mind, yeah?
Which Aruch HaShulchan is it come from? The Aruch HaShulchan, it's like in the book, Aruch HaShulchan.
Simon Nun Hei, Seif, Katan, Gimel, and Dalet, yeah? Okay. Yeah.
The youngest of Woodmere combines Shir Shiron and David. And then they say the kind of Shabrachi Nashi and the Shir Shayom.
All together. Sounds good. You're supposed to, if you want to say Kaddish after Kapitel of Tehillim, so put a few together, put a few chapters together. Mm-hmm. Number one. So I don't think. No. So, first and foremost, I don't think you have to make davening longer because of Kaddishes. Yes, so remember, the Kaddishes, maybe the Kaddish sayer likes, but the other people around him don't necessarily say it's so beautiful to hear another Kaddish. Okay? Number one. Thought number two. Let's talk about songs. Nigunim songs are, I believe, one of the best ways to get under the skin of Jewish people and to get them to really close their eyes and to be uplifted. What's funny, Arthur? I didn't say a joke yet. Wait 2 minutes. I'll say a joke. Keep that laugh. And I believe songs should be picked and thought about. But here is my problem. I believe that the spontaneous songs that come out of a chazan's mouth should be left for his Shabbos table, should be left for perhaps his shower, should not be said in shul. If you're coming in and being a chazan, think about A, what you're about to say, B, how you're going to say it. You can't get up there and say, all right, I'll say this too. And I've said this story before, but I'll say it again. On Yom HaAtzma'ut, when I was here in the community in one of the shuls, they were singing Hallel, and they got to Hodu la Hashem ki tov ki le'olam chazdo. What do those words mean?
They say thanks to God.
Ki le'olam chazdo. Now, do you think that's a happy part of davening or a sad part of davening?
Happy.
The guy starts singing it. I am quoting word for word. Hodu la Hashem. I was falling asleep, I couldn't believe it. Then I got mad. You know what I got mad for? Because I happen to use that nigun when I'm chasing for Musa for Unetane Tokef. In Unetane Tokef. And I thought it was very appropriate, slow, you know, under your skin, people sang with me, it sounded pretty good. By the way, that's the indicator that you picked the right song if people really sing with you. If they don't, stop. Stop! You made a mistake. We're all human beings. So I couldn't phantom it. So, you know, most people just get annoyed and like go home and talk about it. I didn't like that. So I went up to the chazan after davening and I said very nicely, a happy Yom HaAtzmaut to you. May I ask, why did you decide to pick that tune for Hallel? His answer, I quote, his answer, what came into my head? You know, I'm singing a happy part of davening. It came into my head. So I went home and I said, you know, this is interesting. If a guy's saying, Unetane Tokef, who shall live and who shall die? And what comes into his head is, oh, Yishama Ba'ara Yehuda, or Simatov and Mazel Tov, he'll sing that too. The words of davening should be with the appropriate tune. You don't sing a slow, mournful tune for a happy part of davening and vice versa. Number one. Number two. Everybody quotes this around Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. In my opinion, they're quoting it incorrectly. The Maharil says, and I quote, Amar Mahari Segal, he says in the name of the Mahari Segal, Ein l'shanot minhag amakom b'shum inyan. Don't change the minhag in that place on anything, except for minhagim that are wrong, of course. Afilu b'nigunim she'ein burgalim sham. Anyone want to translate those words? Okay, even in songs, tunes. She'ein murgalim sham.
They're not used to.
They're not used to. Many of people have quoted it, and the mirror, partly they quote the Ramah that quotes it. Va'al yishaneh adam min ha'ga'ir, afilu min nigunim u'bepiyutim shomrim sham. And they say, okay, if we started this shul in the 70s, and in the 70s we sang this tune or that tune, we have to continue because you're not allowed to change the tunes. I don't think that's what it means. What does the Maharil say? Don't change to things that they're not used to. Now, what do those words really mean?
But you can change if they are. If you can get your people.
If the people are used to getting uplifted, meaning at a wedding they dance like crazy for this tune, they're used to it. If you're going to use a tune that nobody knows, inappropriate, no good. If you're going to use a tune everybody knows and it's very appropriate to the words and people will sing with you, that's great because they're murgal into it. It doesn't mean, all right, I used this tune in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, so I'm going to continue to use it in 2019 when A, nobody knows it, B, even if they know it, they hate it, and C, even if they know it and they hate it, I'm going to do it anyway because we don't change things. With due respect, you don't change things. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Your shul's going to start emptying out. They're going to go to the shul that actually goes ahead and says, we're going to uplift you in davening. We're going to make this davening amazing. So therefore, my second comment today is not just don't make davening longer. Pick tunes that people sing, whatever they might sing. If they're a far-fetched community, they probably know the five songs that staples for the Jewish people. Oseh shalom b'imromav, kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar me'od, haveinu shalom aleichem, and there's a machlokes what the next two are. If you're in a shul where they're used to shveki, and that's the tune to use. Now, it doesn't mean, don't change. I came in the 70s, I'm going to continue. Now, right now in my shul, the people that were there in the 70s can barely sing because they're on life support. So, I'm going to continue because I'm healthy and well and I'm following the Holy Ramah, which quotes the Maharil. Quite frankly, I have to be honest with you, this is losing a chance. Because usually people don't walk out, but I'll tell you what happens. They just sit there. And for like 2-3 minutes, they're just not uplifted. So what do you think people do when they're in shul, and for 2-3 minutes they're not uplifted? Either they talk to their friend, they say, what a lousy chazan. Or they talk to their friend and says, how's business going? Or they go ahead and they read something. We're losing precious moments to uplift Jews because of a mistake we make. The mistake is, I like this keladon, I'm using it, I can care less. Or, I love the chazans that say, I know nusach. No one else knows it. Doesn't make a difference. I know it. It's the right way to go. You know what we call that in Hebrew? There's a beautiful term for it. Rosh Bakir. You know, you're walking straight. I was in the army. This is what happened. Always follow commands and never use your brain. Walking straight, there's a wall in front of you. What do? You walk into the wall. Now, anyone with half a common sense in their brains wouldn't do that. But no, this is the way we go. So second comment, use tunes that uplift people, and they know. Uplift people means it's appropriate for the words. People will sing along. I'm a chazan on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I pick a tune. No one sings with me. I stop. I change. And you know what? I'm happy to admit I made a mistake. I'm a human being. I make mistakes. If I was a malach, maybe I couldn't admit I make mistakes. I'm just a human being. I made a mistake. I picked a tune. No one knew. I changed. Yeah.
Is it appropriate for the rabbi of the shul or the committee, whoever's in charge of arranging the chazan group, to discuss this before davening and actually have tunes picked in advance? Or is it really up to the chazan and he does what he wants?
My answer to you is the more you think about it before davening in general and tunes in particular, the better it's going to be. The more it's spontaneous, the more weak it's going to be.
And what's normally done? How does this normally work?
I don't want to comment how it's normally done because I really don't know. I will tell you that the more you prepare in advance for anything in life, and davening in particular, the better it's going to be. The less you prepare, the worse it's going to be. If I came here this morning and I say, I want to grieve annoyances about davening, everyone's going to listen. I don't have a source sheet in front of me. Then, you know, I'd come out of my mouth various things that are totally fablungeon, confused, whatever I think about. But because on Monday and Tuesday I thought about the shiur, and yesterday I put it down on a source sheet, and then I looked at it again, and I changed a few things, and then I went ahead and photocopied it, and I gave it to you. So I hope that today it's much more misudar, much more, anyone? Forgot my English. Organized than that. Davening is no exception. You're going to go ahead and be a chazan on these days, especially on these days. Think about what you're going to do. Think about it.
But you can plan the wrong tune.
So, like as I said, you planned. It didn't work. We're not a malachim. Not everything we do is correct. We can change.
Can you change mid?
I change mid.
Right mid.
Mid. I open my book, and then I go ahead and I change, and I have no problem with it. If you're a chazan for a few years and you know the people, obviously it happens less. But you... Okay, so comment number one was don't make davening longer with kaddishes. Comment number two is invest in your tunes. Invest. Don't get up there and whatever comes into your head you sing. Invest. Think about it. Comment number three. Everybody ready? I'll need the water, please. Comment number three. We gave a whole shiur about this. I just want to right away now go over the bottom line. Repeating words. Repeating words. People get up there and sing v'chol, 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 maminim, 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 v'chol, maminim. Now, is that correct or incorrect?
Not wrong.
So I have to be honest with you. Rova Polskim say, very big problem. Let's start with the left. Rav Ovadia Yosef went ballistic. He was asked a question in Yechavedat, and he says, Kemo Kane, he was asked a question that was totally not about this topic. And he says, you know what, if I'm already talking about Chazanim, I'll tell you what really is wrong with Chazanim. Kemo Kane, meaning afterthought, I'm already in it. Okay, in Yiddish we say, I'm a retchoin, I'm already talking about it. Let's talk about this. Yeshua asirat chazanim yirei Hashem, v'choshvei shemo, you know, the chazanim that are guard-fearing, not the ones that don't listen to you. Shleval yichpelu teva achat mibirkot ha-tfila pa'amayim o yoter lezorach shivui ha-mishkal shel ha-mangina. So you pick the tune, and the words don't fit into the tune. You have two choices. Choice number one, half a common sense in your brain, use a different tune. Choice number two, no, the tune is more important than the words. So what am I going to do? I'm going to ruin the words to fit the tune. How do I do that? I repeat the words, so I have a tune for v'chol maminim. It does not fit into the words. So I'll just repeat the words 25 times until it fits in. Or lechadodi. In order for me to sing the lechadodi, I have to say lechadodi twice. So I'm going to say it twice because it fits my tune. It's not the words should dictate the tune. It's the tune dictates the words. Okay? Says Rav Ovadia Yosef, Hein batfila v'hein bekadosh v'kedusha. I've seen it at Kaddish. I saw it at Kedusha. I saw it in Davening. And he goes on and he quotes the Gemara that says you can't say Shema Shema and Modim Modim, because if you do so, it's like saying there's two gods. Shema God number one, Shema God number two. Modim anachnu lach God number one, I thank you God. And Modim anachnu lach God number two. So Rav Ovadia Yosef says from this Gemara, we infer that anytime you repeat words in davening, it's out. Before Rav Ovadia Yosef, the Maharam Shik, this is not a Sfaradi, the Maharam Shik was Hungary, Chasim Sofer kind of person. Shehu adin b'chol tefila, she'asur lechbol teva achat pa'amayim. And he goes on and says, kem gam ken isur b'zeh mishum hefsek, it's a hefsek. You say, modim anachnu lach, modim anachnu lach. It's like saying, modim anachnu lach, how are you? Everything all right? All right, she'atahu Hashem elokeinu ke'at, that's a hefsek. So Rav Ovadia Yosef says, you better warn them. And the Maharam Shik already says it's a hefsek. The middle column, Rav Moshe Feinstein, is extremely unhappy with it, but he's a little more tolerant. You know, the Chazan gets up there, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he goes ahead and says, I'm going to repeat words in Chazarat HaShatz. You know people like that? So he goes and says, Vadayin Ruach HaChamim Nocha Mihem. What does those words mean?
Happy with.
Listen, I can't say it's usir. Perhaps it enhances the davening, but I'm not happy with it. And the chachamim are not happy. And then he goes on to say and says, "V'char tifchu kamay dekaman v'lo ha'ilu." Many people have screamed about it, and quite frankly, no one listened. V'achazanim osim shelahem af chazanim shomrei Torah. And he blows off the handle and he says, even chazanim that care about halacha, when it comes to this issue, they say, "Don't bud in." To answer Bruce's question, Rabbi. Butt out. Butt out. This is not your, this is my turf. I'll do what I want. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says all those words. Anytime a poster goes on and says, it's terrible, it's awful, I can't stand it. After he says all that, it means what? It's probably not usser. Okay? If it was usser, he'd say, usser. End of story. He doesn't say those words. So therefore, I believe that Rav Moshe finds and say it's usher, but he says it's terrible, it's awful. It might be hefsek. I don't know, because after all, it's part of davening. It's like modim anachnu lach. Can I have a sandwich? It's modim anachnu lach, modim anachnu lach. He's talking about davening. So maybe it enhances the davening, but he says, I don't like it. And he gives an example. Here's a tune everybody can think in their head, and I have to say, I think it's a terrible tune, but let's talk about what really bothers Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's the tune. The imu omer lo nigunav shelo kesedir habracha yesh chashash hefse, kemo, sheyesh chazanim shomrim beyismechu, yismechu v'malchutcha, you know the tune? Yismechu v'malchutcha, shomrei, 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 Shabbos, v'korei oneg, Shabbos. So shomrei, 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 that's okay, because that's part of the words. But when you say v'korei oneg, Shabbos, and you look in your siddur, it doesn't say Korei Oneg Shabbos, it's a Korei Oneg Kama. Amikache Shivi. Achazin adds in the word Shabbos. Terrible. Vekidashto Shabbos. You remember that? Mistabreshuhu Hefsek. That's for sure a Hefsek. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's a bit more tolerant, but not by much. Not by much. The Shut Chevel Nachalato. The Chevel Nachalato is an amazing Rav who lives, I believe, in Kibbutz Sa'ad. He's an amazing, prolific writer. He's so prolific that because he's a kibbutznik, he put all his responsum online. You don't have to buy the book. It's all online. Word for word. And his mikoros, wow. You ever need sources for a shir, you go there, you have it all. So he quotes a very long tshuva about this. And eventually he says, Nirala aniyutati. שכל מנגינה שבתוכה חזרות המשפטים ומילים, מותרת בחלקי התפילה שאינם בקריאת שמע ובעמידה וחזרת השעץ, ופרט לשמות הבעיה, בהם יש חשש לשתי רשויות, ובקריאת שמע ותפילה וגם בפיוטים אין לחזור, אבל בשאר התפילות מותר לחזור מחמת המנגינה. So if you're saying by Ibn Soa Aharon, it's okay to say, Ki mitzion tetei Torah, Ki mitzion tetei Torah, because it's not part of חזרת השעץ, it's not part of Shema, and it's not part of the parts of davening, you can't repeat words. But if it's in the crux of davening, Kriyat Shema, your private Amida, the public Amida, Chazarat Hashatz, you say it's out.
You just feel like Chazarat Hashatz.
Oy vey.
So, no idea what I was planning.
Oh, yeah. So to make a long story short, the majority of poskim are not happy with it. The only heter I know is the heter that says if it enhances davening, it's okay. I therefore think that because Rav Poskim are not happy about it, you should be very, very considerate and say, is it needed or is it not needed? Now, I am not just a davener, I'm also a listener. So I listen to Chazanim and Baalei Tefillah. When they repeat words, I have to be honest. I look around the shul, the only ones that's enjoying it usually
is the chazan.
Now, in Judaism, we don't have a chazan. I mean, the word chazan doesn't mean what we call it to mean. That's a Yiddishism. Chazan is not the word. What's the word we use in classic shliach tzibur? Chazarat hashatz, chazarat shliach tzibur. What do those words mean? Shliach tzibur. A messenger of the congregation. So therefore, if Bibi Netanyahu wants to be the prime minister, but he didn't get enough votes, he was honest enough to say, I tried to be the prime minister, I wanted to make a certain government, but the Jewish people in Israel didn't vote that way. They wanted a unity government. What am I going to do? So if you're a shliach tzibur, and your tzibur is not with you, you got to say, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
But if everyone's singing with
you, then it's okay, perhaps. Again, Rav Poskim don't like the repeating of words, but if it enhances davening, people are singing along, perhaps it's a good decision. But you have to know what you're doing. So, we said, don't make davening longer with Kaddish, 1 second. Number two, we said, pick your tunes that are appropriate for the words and appropriate for the people to sing along. And number three, Rav Poskim are not happy with repeating words. So if you're going to do it, you better know what you're doing. You better know what you're doing. Yes, comments. For example.
What do people, what do they teach like at YU where they teach Chazanim?
I don't know. You have to ask the Chazanim that teach at YU.
They teach Chazanim?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a Chazan school.
Okay, another word on repeating words, and this I believe should be what every chazan should think about, and that is what the Aruch HaShulchan says, two chapters before Nun Hei and Nun Gimel. Mishe zikal v'kodesh baruch hu bekol na'im. You know, not everyone has a good voice. Some people are tone deaf. But whoever Baruch Hashem was Baruch Hashem blessed with a good voice, says the Aruch HaShulchan, yiranein l'hakodesh baruch hu v'simcha mitzvah v'lo b'davar reshut. So use it for davening, use it for zmiros, don't use it for singing in the shower. In other words, utilize that beautiful potential you have in the things that are needed. If you have a good voice, be chazan. By the way, you understand what he's inferring.
If you don't be voice, don't do it.
Not bad, Bruce. You're wide awake today. Good, Bruce. It's the schnapps. Okay. V'shliach tzibur shema'arich b'tfilah kato. K'dei shi'ishma'u kolo arev. But a person that is the chazan and takes this time because he has a nice voice. I have a nice voice. I'm going to share it. I'm going to show it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Imu michamat shesamach b'libo asher natan hoda'a la'Hashem yitbarach b'ni'ima, tavo alav bracha. If you're doing it to show everyone you can be a Jew and enjoy it and uplift people by using your voice, beautiful. Now comes the other side. This time he spells it out. That means you're davening before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're the messenger of the Tzibor on one of the holiest days of the year. There's a lot at stake. God's judging the entire world. And you're using it well. But if a person goes ahead and is chazen, and as we say, I love hearing myself talk. I love hearing myself sing. You know what? I love it so much. I'm going to sing for a while. I'm going to repeat words because I love my voice. Then what do we call that person?
Balgaivanek.
So I would call him a balgaiva, but the Aruch HaShulchan, he's more tolerant. He says, Hare ze megune. What's megune?
Disgusting.
Not disgusting, that's Magil.
Despicable.
It's despicable. And then he adds, Umikomako, maybe if you have the nice voice. And people like your voice. There's something called Tircha de Tzibur. You're making people stay in shul longer than they should. On Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, as we call it, the Kohen Gadol, the Grand Kohen in the Holy Beis HaMikdash, would read Parshat Achremot. Then he had to read from Parshat Pinchas. Now, he had one Sefer Torah. So what did he do? He closed the Achremot, and then he read Parshat Pinchas Baal Peh. Mm-hmm. The Mishnayos and Yoma say, why? Sure. Why did he do that? And take Torah HaDetzibor. Ed Hagba, Glila, Mishabeirach, until they got to the second Sefer Torah, 5 minutes went by. Now, you would say the holiest place, Beis HaMikdash, at Yom Kippur, no one's doing anything better with their time. Might as well waste time. On Yom Kippur, when people are fasting and they have nothing better to do, even then, you couldn't waste their time. Kol Shekein on Rosh Hashanah, when people have to get home and eat the meal, people have to go say Tashlich, whatever they might do. Tircha de Tzibur, even a 5 minutes is Tircha de Tzibur. So he says, even if you have the nice voice, remember, there's something called Tircha de Tzibur. And then he goes on to say, V'haber yesh tudaber b'inyanei ha-chazanim b'zman hazeh ba'amonotein ha-rabim. I have a lot to say about chazanim in our terrible sins. Now, what does those words mean? That's a rabbinic aphorism based on Ubnechataenu Galino Meartseinu. Because of our sins, terrible things happen. Anti-Semitism, etc. So he says, because of our sins, I have a lot to say about the Chazanim, which is another way of saying, I don't like these Chazanim, to say the least. But just like it's absolutely obligatory to tell someone, listen, you're doing something wrong, if he won't listen to you, it's a mitzvah to keep your mouth shut. So no one's going to listen to me. And he goes on to say, so my third, fourth comment for today is not just consider repeating words, but consider repeating words in the sense of, if you repeat words, you're making davening that much longer. You have to ask yourself if the people are with you, or only you're enjoying yourself. So those are the four comments I have on davening today. Number one, don't make davening longer because of the kaddishes. You should combine kaddishes. Number two, pick your songs that A, talk of the words you're about to say. Don't say, who shall live and who shall die, la 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 la. As Rabbi Henkin says in an article. And number two, make sure the people are with you. Don't pick a song that you like. Number three, repeating words. Most poskim don't like it. Consider it well. And number four, even if you decide to repeat words, tircha de tzibur, balance out the watch with the repeating. Yeah?
Is there a question if someone davening for the tzibur would be a terrific chazan, but he's not such a fun guy, versus another person who's very appropriate, but not such a great voice? Is that a dilemma for the community, or is it clear which way they should go with it?
It's a dilemma. Everybody knows here that Chazarim throughout the generations weren't the most pious, weren't the most bigoted Tamidei Chachamim, even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that. They were people that had a good voice at the end of the day. As a matter of fact, everybody knows that on Yom Kippur, the Chazan went down to Machnu Korim, and under his talis, he ate a sandwich. Now, why did that joke come about? Why did this joke come about? That a guy is the Chazan, but he's dying to go to his golf course, so he doesn't want to use his car, everyone's going to leave you. So what does he do? He walks a block from the shul, he goes on the bus. He gets on the bus, who's going to be on the bus? Jews don't kick the bus. He goes on the bus and gives a coin to the driver, and the driver says, I can't take the money. What do you mean you can't take the money? It's good money, I made it honestly, I pay taxes on it. I can't take money from my chazan. So yes, chazanim throughout the generations weren't necessarily the most pious. However, the chazanim throughout the generations were people that knew how to daven. Now, that was the situation. Now, if you have a chazan that's pious and knows what he's doing, that's beautiful. If you can't pull it off, you can't pull it off. But I'm saying, even if you're not the ultimate chazan getting paid for your time or whatever, you're the regular chazan in shul for whatever, it could be all year, it could be a mincha, from my perspective, you have to consider these things. These are the things the poskim talked about. So just to disregard it and say, everybody loves me, they asked me last year, they'll ask me this year. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yes.
Aren't there requirements to be a chazan Rosh Hashanah?
Yes. As I said earlier, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara in Tainis, as to who can be a chazan on the ad hoc fast day, says exactly the criteria. But we have to be honest, not always in the communities they follow that criteria. The Shulchan Aruch also says to get up before Alot HaShachar. I don't know many people that follow that Shulchan Aruch. So again, there are things in the Shulchan Aruch that the Jewish people, I hate to say this, didn't accept. But if you are going to be a chazan, you should be sensitive to these things as much as possible. As much as possible. Because you can make davening beautiful and uplifting, or you can take a 2 hours they gave you and ruin it for people. Just waste the time. I don't like wasting people's time. I don't like abusing opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. He gave me an opportunity to uplift people. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. I was in shul recently, as I told you. Friday night, beautiful Nigun to Lechadoli. The whole shul was ecstatic. Ecstatic. Then the chazan repeats Lechadoli twice. The next day I went up to him and I said to him, beautiful Nigun yesterday for Lechadoli. I've never heard it before. It was amazing. But I think you should ask Mechila from the Tzibur. Ask them forgiveness. He said, why? I said, you stole their time. You said Lechadoli twice for no good reason. You're right, you're right. But I wanted to be consistent. He said, what? Well, the first time I did it, no one sang along, so I wanted to be consistent, so I did it for the next 10 times. I said, is there a halacha of consistency that I don't know of? The people weren't with you. The people weren't with you. So ultimately, I believe these are the things we have to be sensitive to, and Be'ezrat Hashem, if we are, davening will be beautiful, and most importantly, the people will be uplifted, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen. Every time I'm about to be chazen, I add a little prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I say two things. V'yu amareinu l'ratzon lifnei Adon Kol, and I also say, v'nimtza chen v'seichel tov, b'inei Elokim. Anyone? You benched recently? Ve'adam. May I find favor in your eyes, God, and in the eyes of the people around me. It's like we say every morning in Birkot HaShachar, you know, the morning blessings, as we say. What do we say at the end of the last long blessing? Amavir shenai meina, yehi ratzon, blah, 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 blah. Utneinu ayom v'chol yom, l'chein u'lechesed u'rachamim. Pe'inecha? Wa? Be'ezrat Hashem. When the chazans are sensitive to both, Emir Tzah Hashem, our davening will be beautiful, not just in the eyes of God, Be'ezrat Hashem, but in the eyes of the Jewish people around us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should all write us down for a year of life and of health and of happiness and much Torah learning and significance, and Be'ezrat Hashem, all Jews around the world should be written for a wonderful good year.